Joining us from Hideaway Kennels is Ben Garcia. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a beautiful day it's turning out to be. I hope it is where you are. Where are you calling us from, Dom? The eastern area?
Down in Colorado Springs today. So we have the fun advantage of some soccer games today. So we will be inside watching our daughters play soccer. So it's one of those working dad weekends. Yeah, as you know, okay. And you've been through. So yeah. It would be fabulous to be out ice fishing, or what they were just talking about up in 11 Mile right now. Though it would be a great day for that, for sure.
Oh, so. just gorgeous. We get so many. Yeah. Great days and good reasons to be outdoors in Colorado. I think that's one of the reasons we all love to live here. You know, with this changing weather and everything, and with the holidays, a lot of people have gotten dogs. And you and I talked during the week, and you said there's a lot of people that do things, especially when their dogs are puppies, that they end up coming back to haunt them later on. Tell me about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I took all the phone calls and emails we got of people, you know, wanting to get their dog trained or interested in it or having a problem, and we really look at the problem, one of the main ones we get is dogs bolting. You know, and you'll say, well, what are, you know, well, in the conversation I'll ask, like, where are they bolting to? And they'll say, well, they bolt to other people, they bolt to other dogs, and they don't listen to me when I say it. And we're saying here, or the dog doesn't recall. And you really start talking to me, like, well, what did you do when the dog was a puppy? And they say, well, if I saw another dog, I'd walk him over to the other dog and let him meet him. Or if I'd walk him over to another person, let him meet him. So ultimately what you're doing is setting up a pattern behavior. Hey, I see a strange dog, I'm going to run to it. Hey, I see a strange person, I'm going to run to it. And you're just setting up a behavior for the dog to do that in the future that you're going to have to correct that. You instead, what you could do is teach them, okay, we walk to some people, we walk away from some people. We walk to some dogs, we walk away from some other dogs. And that's really one of the big things, I think, why dogs bolt. To go investigate, because we've already set up that pattern and we've taught that pattern of behavior to the dog.
Oh, so you're saying that if you do it every time, then it's an expectation. But if you do it in a controlled way, that it's okay to go with me to talk to some people or meet other dogs, but it's not an every time you see it occurrence. That's what kind of you're trying to put through.
Yeah. And what you're saying is you're going to follow me to what we're going to do, you know? So, I mean, we may walk over to the other dog and say hi. We may not, you know, and what it keeps is them wanting to look at you for the command, and you're not setting a pattern of behavior that they go, every time I see a dog, I got to run over to say hi. Because the reward is, oh, we all do it. I mean, I'm guilty of it too, is when a puppy meets another dog, you're like, oh, good girl, you're being good. And you're saying, hey, it's a good girl to run to other dogs. But we all know, I mean, we can talk about, me and you talk about all the time, is dog parks is, if you run into another big dog that doesn't be around dogs and isn't social, you're going to have a problem. So there's going to be some times you need that dog to learn to come off of going to another dog or another person to follow you. So, yeah, so what I'm saying is mix it up. You know, do it where you walk around the dog park instead of going in the dog park. Walk it where you walk around the baseball fields where kids are playing baseball instead of going up to every kid and saying hi. And we all want to socialize our dogs. We all want to get them used to people and other dogs that are friendly, but we don't want to overdo it because that's the only behavior they know.
What about, you know, you talk about socializing and behavior. A lot of, you know, especially you get Labradors and stuff, they can be so energetic and so enthusiastic. What about jumping up? That's a problem I see where you go to somebody's house, and as soon as you walk in the door, the dog is just, it's friendly. It's not being mean, but it's just jumping all over you.
Right. And I always go with, you know, we never know. And we've obviously, as a society, became really sensitive over the last couple of years of if somebody has a pre-existing condition or somebody has an ailment, we don't know. But I always go with the theory, and I always think about, like, if my grandmother came over to my house and I have one of our labs that weighs 85 pounds and she jumps up on her, it's not going to be good, you know? And so I always go with the theory of let's teach them behaviors that no matter who's around them, they're going to enjoy the dog. And really where jumping up on people starts is when they got a 10-week-old puppy, it jumps up on them, and we pet them. And it's the here, come to me, jump up on me, I'm going to reward it, like I just talked about. Is you're saying, good boy, you're coming to me and you're jumping on me. And it's convenient when they weigh 8 pounds. It starts becoming inconvenient when they weigh 25 pounds. It's really inconvenient when they weigh 85 pounds. So instead, like what I like to do with my labs especially, if they come up, I put them on a sit next to me, and then I pet them when they sit. And then they're a good dog and praised when they're in the sit-down position compared to jumping up on me. And what it does, as the dog gets older, they start going, hey, every time I run to mom and dad and sit next to them, I get pet. Compared to every time I jump up on them, I get pet. And now I'm getting older. Now I'm going to be corrected for it. And the correction is really you don't want to do out of something you taught them, which is really unfair to the dog. So bring them up to you. If it's a pointer, make them low next to you where they stand on our feet, pet them. And that becomes their reward. And that's ultimately what they'll do as they get older. And it definitely makes it more convenient and enjoyable for people to be around your dog. I mean, you're right, Terry. Like, you never want to go to somebody's house where their dog's jumping up on you. You can't even get a word in. Or you're trying to eat dinner at a table and they're jumping up on you. Well, I don't know about you. I probably want to go back. You know, it would be enjoyable for me to be in that dinner, I guess. You know, and so, you know, I mean, but you want them to be invited to the behavior, invited for the reward, invited to come up on you. You know, and I'm sure I'm sounding harsh of like, don't let your dog do this, like that. But like our dogs, like we, our dogs sleep, you know, with our daughters in bed. And like I'll give you an example, our Labs and our Malinois sleep with the girls, but they have to be invited up on the bed. So they'll actually come up, sit and stay at the end of the bed. And then the girls will say, all right, come up. And then that's the cue to the dog of, all right, I'm inviting you into my bed. I'm inviting you to come up with me to sit on my lap to watch TV. I mean, they can be dogs, they can be praised, they can be loving to you, but you want to make sure you're the one leading the command and inviting them in, not them just doing whatever they want to do all the time.
Last thing I want to talk to you about, and those are such great points, and I wish I had had that advice with a couple of my dogs when I was younger. But yeah. Now we've had the weather. Winter is finally showing up. A lot of places we got snow on the ground. It's colder. How do we adjust? You know, we've got especially a new young dog, but maybe even an older dog in our house. What do we have to do to both protect them and maybe change their routine or habits to cope with winter?
Yeah, I think one is it's regional depending on where you're at. You know, I think the big one for here in Colorado is ice awareness. You know, I mean, you watch the news and we get 3 or 4 days of 60-degree weather like we can get in Colorado on ice. And your dog's out running on it, you got a problem, you know? So I think there's some awareness with that. There's also, if you're going to be exercising your dog and doing a big hike, you know, you maybe substitute some calories in there for them that night, especially running in the snow where they're having to double their work effort, to push through that snow. So I think one is it's awareness of environment. And we always talk about wild animals while you're out too, you know? I mean, obviously, in the snow, you can see deer and elk a long ways away, you know. And so you want to be aware of wildlife when you're out with your dog and you know, make sure you have your e-collar or your leash on so you're not harassing wildlife because they're trying to survive the same way, you know. And so, and then also, you know, your calorie substitution for your dog and water intake. Just because it's cold doesn't mean your dog needs less water. I mean, in fact, they probably need more because they're having to work so much harder in the snow. And so, and I think that's one thing to pay attention to. I think the other thing to pay attention to as we go through winter into spring is typically we all do it. I mean, I'm guilty in the winter. We all put a little weight on our dogs, on ourselves. Spring comes and we get excited to go for a hike. If your dog's carrying, you know, 10, 15 extra pounds, now's the time to start getting that weight cut down to get ready for spring activity if you're going to be out with your dog hiking.
What about protecting them, their paws? Are they okay out in the winter or?
Yeah, and that depends on the breed. You know, like I always suggest, you know, dog boots. I like the Roughwear boots. I think they're great for snow. You can put them on. Some breeds, like our setters, we have to go in and cut the hair out inside between their paws and our Brittany's to prevent snowballs. So in there. So sometimes it's breed. Sometimes it's hair growth in there. You can trim it down to kind of help that. You can put boots on there. Some of the creams, you can do like Musher's cream and some of those work. But I just like the boots. And the thing I always tell everybody is if you're going to buy boots for your dogs, make sure you buy a backup pair because it never ends. It never fails that you're going to lose one and need to replace one. And the other one, and it's still a funny thing and people laugh about it, but these goggles that they're getting into dogs with are really, really a key thing for preventing eye injury. And then the other one, some breeds that we have that we deal with will have a lack of pigmentation around the eyes and actually have pink, you know, skin around the eyes, and they'll crust over in the sun. And you can really burn the eyeball and the eyelids around there. So there's some good goggles you can get that you can actually put a lens in there that prevents the sun from burning their eyes. And that's something that we haven't really talked a lot about as bird dog owners or dog owners is, you know, we'll wear sunglasses to protect our eyes and not think of our dogs. But if anybody's ever gone to an eye specialist with a dog with an eye injury, it's not cheap and it's a very, very specialized veterinary practice. because the eye is so delicate. So I think protecting the eyes and the feet are important, and the undercoat, trimming the hair so you don't get balls in the armpits and rub them raw in the armpits, or other things you can do in the snow and the cold weather.
Ben, we are way out of time, but if people want more information or get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can reach us on Facebook at Hideaway Kennels or on our webpage at hideawaykennels.com.
My friend, thank you. That was great information. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.